Good morning.
Good morning, sir. If you will hold on for just one moment, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will serve as your lead prayer hearing this morning. So he will be right with you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Troy Market Simmons Palmer. My ADC number is 299-371.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 31st, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. This is a telephonic hearing, so you cannot see us, but in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Simmons Palmer and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. At this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page one of the warrant.
Yes, sir.
At the bottom in the exhibit section, to add photo of spoon and syringe.
I'm sorry, sir. It was hard to hear.
1 second, sir. Mr. Simmons Palmer, we were just adding a piece of information to your warrant of arrest, and that is in the exhibit section, to add that there's a photo of the spoon and the syringe.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Simmons Palmer, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, or the one allegation, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to maintain contact with your assigned parole officer upon your discharge from your approved residence at Phoenix Oasis at 1412 West Volga, Phoenix, Arizona, on July 31st, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Simmons Palmer, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you, sir. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Simmons Palmer's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Simmons Palmer, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. And it is during this phase but the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Mr. Westby.
On June 8th, 2018, Mr. Simmons Palmer was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 16th, 2018 by Glendale PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 16th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 24th, 2019, which reflects 16 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2015, criminal possession of a forgery device, 9 months. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 7 months. 2015, marijuana violation, 7 months. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no main information noted. Prior term supervision, 2016, TIS release of standard, 95 days, arrested on current offense, reached CSED in jail. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2010, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2015, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G6B5.
Thank you. Mr. Westby, back to you, Mr. Simmons Palmer. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on June 8th, 2018. With an approved residence at Phoenix Oasis Halfway House in Phoenix, Arizona. On July 31st, 2018, you were discharged from Phoenix Oasis for violation of house rules. You did not provide any other residential address to investigate prior to absconding from supervision. So, Mr. Simmons-Palmer, was there someplace else that you lived before you were arrested by the Glendale Police Department?
No, there wasn't. I started staying with a friend and I was looking for another halfway house to stay at, but I didn't really have an address after all that happened.
We have a note that you were employed at Ace Service Maintenance in Phoenix, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how long were you working there?
Up until about... until I got arrested.
Okay, what were you doing for Ace Service?
For Ace Service, I drove a truck, street sweeping and cleaning parking lots during the night.
Well, we certainly commend you for having work. That's always a positive sign. We have some programming notes that on June 26, 2018, began programming at Correctional Health Care and the Community Accountability Program and absconded before completing your treatment. So did you receive any treatment?
I went to a few classes. I attended the classes every week like I was supposed to.
And were they useful?
Yes, it was helpful. I was getting further into the book, and the further you got, the more I saw that it helped me towards my recovery.
You were referred to TASC for random urine analysis with the color-coded baby. You submitted 2 urine samples while in supervision. On June 26, 2018, you had positive for methamphetamine. On July 12, 2018, you had a negative, and then you missed your urine sample on July 5th, 2018. So, did you have ongoing problems with methamphetamine abuse, sir?
Yes, sir.
And have you been able to stay clean since you were arrested, or?
Yes, sir. I've actually, they give out a urinary test here at the prison, and I've passed all of them.
Again, as I stated earlier, you were placed in CHCCAP for substance abuse counseling, which looks like you didn't finish before you absconded. So I'll ask you, why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Because everything that happened at the halfway house, the manager said that you have to share a room with somebody there. And the manager said that he found a spoon and a rig in the room. So both of us were discharged. And I told him that the spoon and the rig wasn't mine and to give me a drug test, but he didn't want to hear anything I had to say, and he said that I'm already discharged. So once that happened and I got discharged, everything kind of went downhill. I guess I got scared to come back to prison, and I was scared to call the parole office and tell them what happened. And I know that wasn't the right thing to do, but I guess once that happened and I got scared, I contacted old friends and started my old ways a little bit again.
Okay, so for the 16 days that you were missing from community supervision, am I correct that you were living with a friend and you said you were looking for another halfway house?
Yes.
Were you still working?
Yes, I was.
What was it that caused the Glendale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I was driving through the neighborhood of where my friend lived, and it was late. I had gotten off work, and I was driving through the neighborhood, and I get off late at night, and it was like, I want to say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and the officer just said that the neighborhood had a lot of burglaries, and my car looked suspicious driving that late at night, so he pulled me over.
And I assume he ran your name and found out that you had a warrant.
Yeah, he ran my name and he searched the vehicle and everything, and I didn't have any drugs or any weapons or anything, but he found the warrant, and that's when I got arrested.
Well, my last question, Mr. Simmons-Palmer, is regardless of how this board votes today, whether to return you to community supervision or revoke, what are your plans on dealing with your methamphetamine issue?
I plan on trying to find some kind of inpatient or outpatient treatment once I get released from prison to help me find steps to not revert to my old ways when things go wrong. Because that's what seems to happen. I seem to get into a pickle or some type of situation where I get scared and or something happens and something goes wrong and I revert to my old ways or revert to old friends that I think that I'm comfortable with. And I want to find some kind of treatment or some kind of way to stop those ways, to find other positive things to do when those situations arise.
Okay, sir, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Simmons-Palmer. We're getting close to the end of our hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
Yes, I have a statement I've prepared
for
the board.
We'd love to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. I would first like to say that I feel unfortunate that I am before you today under the present circumstances. I'd also like to state that I am deeply sorry for inconveniencing the state of Arizona and my being here today. It becomes apparent after reading the elements presented in the violation report that I'm a drug addict. Having served previous sentences, I can attest with absolute empathy to the fact that one's imprisonment does not set them on a path for success in life, or generally incline one towards seeking treatment and or a cure for the disease that is addiction. I feel that by imposing more prison time for my violation, the state is creating the likelihood for recidivism. Therefore, it is my firmest belief that inpatient or outpatient treatment programming would be far more conducive towards my recovery from drug addiction. At this time, I would like to just humbly and respectfully request a second chance on parole so that I can make the changes that I feel are vital towards my recovery and prudent in order to maintain my well-being in today's working class society. I thank you for your time and consideration in this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons Palmer. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate how direct Mr. Simmons Palmer has been with the board this morning. He shows ownership for his drug addiction. And I also appreciate that he was working when he was on the outside. He made reference to falling into some bad habits under, I'll just say, stress. The fact remains he absconded from supervision for 16 days and did lapse back into his drug use. And based on the totality of his history, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, and he might be best just serving these less than 4 months and putting together a plan for his return to the community while seeking any programming, any programming that's available to him inside the Department of Corrections. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W2352, a discussion with Mr. Simmons Palmer, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Simmons Palmer was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or was about to lapse with the lawyers or company, inasmuch that he absconded and we could not account for his activity during that time, and that he relapsed into methamphetamine abuse, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Board Chairman Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Mr. Simmons Palmer, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about January 24, 2019. I recognize that may sound like a long way away, but it's just a matter of a few months. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community, pursue any treatment that may be available to you, even if it's group counseling inside the Department of Corrections, and we do wish to see you be successful when you return in January. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we appreciate you appearing before this board this morning, Mr. Simmons Palmer, and thank you for being so pleasant.
Okay, thank you.
If you could please give the phone back to your COV. Thank you.